Dave and Doreen on Milwaukee's Hometown Rock.
So are you guys thinking about vacation? You thinking about any time off?
Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. You're leaving. For you'll be in Florida.
I will. Girls trip. Yeah.
Girls trip. Okay. Cindy and I are heading to Las Vegas to visit our Vegas family, the part of our family that lives there.
Fun.
Heading to Chicago with the boy to spend a band trip with him down there.
Are you going to see Saigon Kick?
No.
Oh, Saturday night.
The band?
Yes, the band.
Yeah, the band. Wow. Yeah. Why did you know that? How do you know?
Because my
that?
Husband wanted to go, but I was like, I'm not going to be in town. Find someone else.
Oh. Well, if you're thinking about vacation right now, no matter who you are, that would not be uncommon. A brand new survey is out. One out of every five Americans say they are, quote, always thinking about their next vacation. Even while on vacation.
Yeah.
80%. 80% of the people who were surveyed said they like the idea of a do-nothing vacation where they just sit by the pool and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So 20% of Americans always thinking about vacation. The average person, by the way, spent 11 days on vacation last year and is hoping to spend 15 days on vacation this year. The little boost would be a good thing. 86% of people surveyed consider vacations to be a form of self-care.
It for sure.
Yeah, for sure it is. 80% of people would be interested in do-nothings, reading, relaxing. They didn't talk about or ask about staycations.
Not the same.
No, I mean,
taking
I like
a personal day is fine, like, you know, or staying home, I guess, is fine too, but it's not the same as a vacation.
You know why? Because no matter what your intention is, like, I'm just going to be home. This is my vacation. It's a staycation. You always have the to-do list around the house. And no matter how much you try to ignore it, eventually, you know, things need to be done and
right.
You end up doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes when you go on vacation, you don't have time to think of another vacation because you, as they say, take ill. Like Jim Gaffigan.
I had my appendix removed in Alaska. That's not why I went there. I was on vacation with my family, and I had this sharp pain in my abdomen. And since I'm a genius, my first thought was, oh, I pulled a muscle in my stomach. That's what I sincerely thought. See all these muscles? I thought I pulled one. Doing nothing. And the pain was overwhelming. I couldn't move. My wife was like, I'm gonna go for help. But we're in a remote area of Alaska, so she just ran to nearby cabins. Eventually she came back all out of breath. She's like, I found a guy. I was like, oh good, is he a doctor? And she goes, no. I go, is he a nurse? And she goes, he's a lawyer. I guess he can do my will. Eventually, I had to be airlifted on advice of counsel. I was airlifted, which was embarrassing, because unlike a heroic airlift of someone from a natural disaster or a wounded soldier, I was just a fat guy with a tummy ache.